Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. I just want to thank all you faithful listeners for tuning in to WCNO 89.9. It's a wonderful station where you can get fed and get food and grow in your strength and faith while you attend church at the same time. But if you cannot get to church, that's a great place to be. And we also stream live. You can catch us on traditionworshipcenter.com. Every service is live. And we just pray for you. Would you lift you up before the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? We're looking at where we left off yesterday. We're talking about the crucifixion, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Satan made a major mistake when he inspired the people to seal the tomb of Jesus. This message is called Freedom's Seal. And when he got the people to seal the tomb of Jesus and have a Roman guard, centurion guard, sit outside with the seal and the amount of people that had seen the dead body of Jesus Christ, Satan, he was in trouble. This was a major, major problem for him when he had the tomb sealed, proving that Jesus could not be stolen by any of the disciples or anyone else, because remember, the tomb was sealed so no one could get in to steal the body. It wasn't sealed to stop someone coming out of the tomb. It was sealed so no one could get in. Big mistake. Proof. Praise God. God is so wise. God is so amazing. God is so just amazing. Glorious Jesus Christ, we worship you. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday and let's see what God shows us in this teaching.
When Jesus' tomb was sealed, Satan's doom was sealed. He should never have done that. In fact, had he have known, the Bible says, the mystery of the crucifixion, he would never have spurred the people on to crucify him. He wouldn't have done it. But he's not as clever as people think. He's not all-knowing. God is all-knowing. He's not all-powerful. God is all-powerful. He's not everywhere. God is everywhere. At all times, God can do anything for anyone, anywhere, all the time, anyhow. The devil can only lie and deceive. And he needs a body to lie and deceive. That's why Jesus had to come in a body. Because to walk on this earth legally, you have to come in a body. Right? So the devil will inspire people. He'll get them involved in all kinds of weird stuff. And then he'll start to possess them. And then he gets people to go and shoot people, behead people, kill people, do disgusting things. Some of the stuff you see is not human. Would you say it's human beings doing that kind of stuff? It's demonic. It's the devil. So he needs a body, and God needed a body. And God did it the legal way by getting his son into the earth. He let his son die for us. And then the Holy Spirit, the Holy Powerful Spirit. Oh my goodness. He went into that tomb. You know, I know the man who actually studied. I think, Margaret, you were still in our church when he came and preached there back in 25th Street or wherever. And he had studied the cloth, the shroud. You know the Shroud of Turin? Yes. He's a preacher we know. He was my mother-in-law's pastor, in actual fact, at one stage in New York. He studied the Shroud of Turin. And it's got the outline of the body. I've got the CD at home. It's beautiful that he gave to me. And it shows you his body. And they say that it had to be done by a flash of light, like an X-ray, like a laser. And when he studied that shroud, he says the imprint was there like it was done with light. Amen. like they would do an x-ray today. He actually handled that thing. They allowed them in, I think it was 7 days. 7 days. And there were 40 of them, 40 scientists. One woman said to him one day, said to him, "You have touched the blood of Jesus." He handled it with his hand. They had to have gloves on, but they handled it. They allowed them, the Vatican allowed them in there for 7 days. And they studied that thing inside and out. And they came up with absolute proof that it was the body of Christ. Amen. So there's another sign. Can you say amen? Amen. How many of you think we've got a great God? Amen. So once Jesus was in the tomb, he went to the devil and said, "Hey, one that I cast down out of heaven." Yeah. Remember, he said, "I saw Satan fall down like lightning." Yes. Remember that? Yes. He tried to pull one on God. God said, "What's this?" And he blinked. Pew, all over. Amen. I wish he blinked him towards Mars and not Earth. So now he goes to the devil, "Give me something." Okay. And he takes out of his hand, "Hold on to it. You're not the devil. He's not the devil. Please treat him well." Okay. "Give me those keys." Wow. Hallelujah. Yeah? Hallelujah. To death, hell, the grave, eternity separated from God. He just snatched him out of his hand. Yes, he did. Look at Revelation 1, verse 18. Watch here, Revelation 1:18. "I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and the grave." Hallelujah. He came out of that tomb with the keys, right? And the stone was still there. And the seal was still on. And the guard was still standing there. But Jesus wasn't in there. They were guarding nothing. Amen. Do you understand? Yes. I mean, this is, I just love God. I think he's got a sense of humor. He's got a sense of everything that we need.
Yes, he does. That's right.
And then some.
Amen.
I'm just excited about God. So the seal, Easter seal, was the authentic certificate, a signed document of proof that Satan no longer had possession of the keys to rule with death over our life. Amen. The fact that he had sealed the tomb, that the guards that did everything else, and Jesus said, "I'm alive forevermore, I've got the keys," proof that he holds the keys to your life. Amen. He holds the keys to death and to the grave.
Amen.
And if you've received Jesus Christ, you at home as well, if you've received Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and personal Savior, I can't do it for you. Your spouse can't do it for you. Your mommy can't do it for you. Your daddy can't do it for you. Your brother cannot do it for you. Your sister cannot do it for you. And certainly no president or king can do it for you.
Come on, amen.
You have to do it yourself. You got to receive Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and personal Savior. And then you have avoided death. Death is not dying and just becoming a nothing. Death is living separate from God together with the devil. And you don't want that kind of a death. Now, some people say, "Oh, you can't talk about the devil. You yum, yum, yum." Jesus spoke more about the devil than he did about heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't believe that? Read your Bible.
Yeah.
He even said, "The God of this world has come to blind the minds of the people, lest they see the glorious light of the gospel unto salvation."
Amen.
He spoke about the devil all the time. He said, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come to give you life and give it more abundantly." That's before his death he said that.
Amen.
"I've come to give you life and give you life more abundantly." And when he went to the tomb and came out of the tomb, that's exactly what he did. He gave us life and life more abundant. But it's up to you and me to receive that life.
Yes.
It's a free gift from God and you have to take it. He's not going to force it on you. And that's why when people say, "Well, why does God send people to hell?" He doesn't. They choose by rejecting what he did.
Right. Amen.
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 Praise hallelujah. So now, in addition to all the people who saw Jesus on the cross, hanging on the cross, dying, the Roman centurion stabbing him in the heart, where the blood and water came out, proving death, because blood and water will come out if he's dead. And so
They saw that. How many people were up there watching that? We know that all of the Pharisees and Sadducees were mocking him. If you are the Christ, come down from the cross and heal yourself. Remember that? Yeah. They were all doing it. We know that John was there. Jesus said, John, that's your mother, to Mary. And Mary, that's your son. We know that she was there, Mary. We know that Mary Magdalene was there. We know that there were soldiers and God. There must have been hundreds of people watching this deal go down.
Yes.
And they saw him dead. Amen. Because if the devil can prove to you that Jesus didn't die, then we're in trouble. But he can't. He cannot prove it. Because it's not true.
Amen.
The truth is he lived, he died, and he rose from the dead.
Amen.
He didn't raise himself from the dead. The Holy Spirit went in and raised him from the dead. And when you get born again and you get saved and give your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes and gives you a brand new spirit. And that same spirit comes and lives in your spirit.
Amen.
That's why Jesus prayed in John 17, Lord, that I would be with you and you with me, us with them and them with us.
Yes.
I will be their God, they will be my people. I will walk in them, I will talk in them, and they shall be my people.
Yes.
I will be in them, I will abide in them. You don't have a Buddha abiding in you, because if you did, you'd be sticking out like this. He don't come to abide in nobody.
Right.
Amen.
We tell the truth, because there is no one, not Confucius, not Buddha, not Allah. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody can save your life but Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
There is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
I'm reading scriptures to you now.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let people talk you out of your salvation. Don't let them talk you out of your healing. Don't let them talk you out of your blessing. Don't let them talk you out of your restoration. Don't let them tell you why it can't be done, because the apostles are dead now and Jesus is gone now. He ain't dead.
Amen.
Because if he is dead, you and I are dead too.
That's right.
In our trespasses. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you got sin and you're still sinful, and you haven't been renewed or reborn, then that sin is not covered.
That's right.
You're going to have to account for every sin in your own life if you're not born again.
Amen.
Jesus accounted for, oh my God, in Isaiah 53:4-5, surely has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Don't let people talk you out of the blessings of God. Don't you go with someone else's theology. Go with the Word of God. I don't care if he's a minister standing up on a podium saying, well, you know, God's not healing everyone today. Just go, pick up your bag and get out of there. Don't let them tell you that God's not going to do this for you, that God's going to get you, that God put sickness on you to teach you a lesson. No, he put sickness on Jesus so that we don't have to take it. He took our sin so we don't have to face them. He took our judgment so we don't have to. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Give the Lord a praise in this house. Give the Lord some love in this house. Give the Lord some glory in the house of the Lord today. I just want to show you one more scripture. Acts 2:23. This is when Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost. Watch what happened here. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan, before the foundation of the world, his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.